Go.
This is a waived 31-412B hearing for Mr. Juan Garcia, ADC number 084241, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to consider parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the hearing lead. I'll begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. Garcia is 68 years old. He was certified eligible by DOC for 31-412B parole to his next consecutive sentence for absolute discharge. Mr. Garcia is currently serving his third consecutive 10-year sentence for molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, and a Class 3 felony. He was approximately 40 years old at the beginning of his offense cycle. Should he be granted parole, he will begin his final 10-year sentence for molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, and a Class 3 felony. He's been eligible for parole since October 6, 2015. Mr. Garcia's crimes began sometime during 1989. He pled guilty and was sentenced on February 28, 1991. I will read a summary of Mr. Garcia's offenses. On or about October 6, 1990, officers responded to a residence in Holbrook, Arizona in reference to an unknown problem. Upon arrival, officers were advised two young females had been molested and they were provided with the name of the alleged suspect. The investigation revealed a third young lady had been molested. An officer spoke with all three victims and all three identified the defendant as the person who molested them. Officers were also informed that the defendant had done some babysitting for Michelle Enlum, and that Ms. Enlum was afraid her daughters had been molested also. There's no indication in the report of this portion of the investigation. On or about October 10, 1990, the defendant was arrested by the Cochise County Sheriff's Department. On October 17, 1990, the defendant was transported to the Navajo County Sheriff's Department. Mr. Garcia has received limited programming in ADC with some sex offender treatment. According to his progress report, he does not have a release plan. He has a limited history of discipline with his last major on June 1, 1995 for drug possession. This appears to be Mr. Garcia's 21st hearing before the board. He has no letters of support in his parole packet. It should be noted that he had no prior criminal history before his full count conviction. I will begin the discussion by stating that based on the deviant nature of his offenses, which is to say crimes against children and the traumatization of at least three minor female victims, I do not believe that granting Mr. Garcia parole to his next consecutive sentence would serve the interests of justice and public safety, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Hearing no further discussion, I will make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Juan Garcia, ADC number 04241, to deny parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. And based on the year of the offense, I'm also asking for a one-year set-off.
Agreement.
My reasons for denying parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge as follows: serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, multiple victims, no family or community support. Are there any other reasons that fellow board members would like to add? Then I believe this concludes our hearing, and I would like to thank my fellow board members.
Thank you.